Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. During this Advent Christmas season, we've been reading from the book, The Wonderful Word for Christmas, by Mary E. DeMuth. And I'd like to end this Advent reading with a conspiracy of encouragement. And our scripture comes out of Matthew 9:36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd. Have you ever experienced Christmas stress, lines snaked around the store and don't seem to move, people cut you off in holiday traffic, and you worry about how you're going to pay for everything? Have you felt harassed and helpless, a victim of a string of fretful days as you prepare for company? In each moment, remember this. If you're overwhelmed, the best way to overcome your stress is to find someone else who is stressed and serve him or her. In other words, provide the very thing you need to someone else in need. Brenda felt as if her world was imploding. Bills too high, patience too low, frustration growing by the minute as Christmas loomed. What Brenda needed was encouragement to continue on with her preparations. She needed to know God saw her. She needed to be reminded that God is the provider, not her. But the needed words of encouragement didn't come. Brenda reminded herself that it was more blessed to give than to receive, so she started her own conspiracy of encouragement for Christmas. She took to Twitter with a kindness rampage, her heart welling up for people she knew, faithful people, people so beloved of God. She felt a little like Jesus must have felt in today's verse, her heart filled with compassion for people without a shepherd, aimless and hurting. She tried her best to publicly point out beautiful things about others, taking time to pray for and reveal and revel in amazing Twitter quotes to her friends. It became such a joyous experience that Brenda nearly felt addicted to the practice. Sometimes life is so full of hard circumstance, you can't crawl completely out. But the string of seasons craziness and the pervasive feeling that she must have always felt in the midst of it seemed to evaporate. She gave what she needed to receive, and in so doing, she received far more. Are you hurting today, wishing someone would encourage you? There's no guarantee that someone will take the time to help you, but there are two important truths. God will lift your head, and you have the choice to become the hero you needed. Start encouraging someone right now. It doesn't take much, but it could change a life, maybe even yours. If you're on social media, choose one of the venues, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, to create your own encouragement rampage. Publicly praise people you admire. Bring encouragement to someone's page. If not on social media, compose an email or handwrite a card to someone, specifically encouraging him or her. Jesus, open my eyes to see those who are hurting around me. I'm already well aware of my own panic, and sometimes that blinds me to the pains of others. Help me see as you do, as seeing others as sheep needing a shepherd. Show me who to encourage today. Amen. That's it for today, and we thank you. We hope that you have had a safe and glorious Christmas and looking forward to a prosperous new year. We will see you next week on Morning Reflections. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.